Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
classic R&B with a twist, not necessarily the hit, most surely the jam you have your listening ear tuned to the B-side. Blog Talk Radio probably presents the B-side with the source. I am he is me, we are one. One with you, listener one, as always, with the music. We began the set with music by Alex Bunyan, Back to Back, Yearning for Your Love, Sweet Sticky Thing, Norman Brown, That's the Way Love Goes, So What, Ronnie Jordan, and Listen Here, Eddie Harris. If you wish to be a part of this interactive musical experience, don't hesitate to call 347-884-8207. Again, 347-884-8207. Music going out to our birthday celebrants, Gabby Watkins, Dolores Arnold, Dwayne Fletcher, Donald Watkins, celebrating birthdays on today, along with Felicia Wilson, also celebrating a birthday on today. Up-and-coming birthdays, Curtis McCatherin, celebrating a birthday on tomorrow, along with Mike Jackson, Wilona Green, Kenneth Rayford, Geraldine Vining Johnson, Charlotte Patrice Spann Beckley, Garrick Bonds, Will Gandy, Bonnie Walker, celebrating birthdays on Friday, on Saturday, Melody Mary Stewart, Marion Royal Royce, LaTanya Weaver, celebrating her birthday on Sunday, along with Kenneth Cersei Carter, Reginald Duvall, Carthane, Dolores Burkett, and on Monday, William Harper, Hosey Jefferson, Lynn Mitchell, Kenneth Yarborough, along with Inex Frank, celebrating her birthday, Greg Dorsey, Kennedy Corbett, Richard Dillon, all celebrating birthdays. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. To our Facebook fam, Connie, Lisa, Lynn, Darlene, Bridget, Art, John, Oleon, Ronald, Bert, Sam, Sheila, Pat, Pete, Lisa, Darrell. The music is by the late, great Miss Tina Marie. And it begins an extended long set brought to you by the Geezer Style page on Facebook in conjunction with Michael Snell, Bespoke Clothing, for your bespoke clothing needs. If I Were a Bell, Tina Marie, owner on the B-side.
You help me hypnotize. The flicker turns to flame and passion rises high. I have no choice but to carry the torch. Come in.
Drowning am I in a pool of tears. to think that for years to come, I must live alone without you. The only one I've ever loved. And in the night, my heart does reminisce, and I savor each memory of you like a fine wine. It is said the time will heal the wounds of all men. As for me, there is no time and no cure. For the love you gave was pure. Until this day, the gods have not forgiven me for betraying you. And you, do you lie awake with thoughts of me in your head? Is there another lover, a stranger beside you in your bed to take the place of me? These words and thoughts from me to you will come and go in space and time. And I'll never forget that once you were mine. If saying come back would bring you here, I say come back, my dear. As for now, my love is like a storm today, today.
between the forceps and the stone. Well, I looked at the granite marker. Those tributes to finality, to eternity. And then I looked at myself here, chicken scratching for my immortality. In the church they light the candle, and the wax rolls down like tears. There is the hope, and the hopelessness I've witnessed 30 years. We're only particles of change and of matter, orbiting around the sun. But how can I have that point of view when I'm always bound and tied to someone? White flags of winter chimneys, gray truce against the moon. In the mirrors of a modern bay, from the window of a hotel room,
he's a man in his glory, a boy in his dreams, and he's living his life in between. Tomorrow will answer yesterday's dreams, while today he is living in between. Beware, oh brother, beware, don't you listen to the words, they're telling lies. Beware, oh brother, beware, don't you listen to the words. He rejoices in wedlock with a lover unseen, and he's living his life in between. He thinks of the sorrow that his conscience will bring, and he's living his life in between. Beware, oh brother, beware, don't you listen to the words. Beware, oh brother, beware, don't you listen to the words. He measures his wisdom from sorrow he deems. He's living his life in between. The pathway to glory is a long road it seems, and he's living his life in between. Beware.
Classic R&B with the twist, not necessarily hit. Most surely the jam. You have your listening ear tuned to the B-side. We began the set with music by the late, great Tina Marie, back to back, If I Were a Bell, Irons in the Fire, the late, great Rick James, Stormy Love, Now My Love Is Gone, Hijera, Joni Mitchell featuring the late, great Jaco Pastorius, and Pathway to Glory, Loggins and Messina. If you wish to be a part of this interactive musical experience, don't hesitate to call 347-884-8207. Again, 347-884-8207. Music by the Queen of Soul, Detroit's own Aretha Franklin, begins an extended long set brought to you by the Keys of Style page on Facebook in connection with Michael Snell, Bespoke Clothing for your Bespoke Clothing needs. C's, Simple Secrets for your beauty and skin care needs. Daydreaming, only on the B-side.
And when he's lonesome and feeling loved, I'll be there to feed him. I'm gonna turn my back and so fine, so fine. Since I woke up, so is my state of mind. Ooh, since we've been apart, baby, God has healed my heart. And darling, your love is just like music.
Out of my mind, you become a baby, now make me feel good inside. Hey, now, now, now. Groove me, baby. Groove me, baby, now. Ooh, got caught. Got gave it here now. Hey, there, sugar dumpling. Let me tell you something. Hey, boy, I've been wanting to say. You look so sweet and you're so doggone fine. I just can't get you out of my mind. You become a sweet taste in my mouth, yeah, yeah. And I want you to be my spouse so that we can live happily in a big old home room. Sugar dumpling, let me tell you something. Hey girl, I've been wanting to say. You look so sweet, baby. You're so doggone fine. I just can't get you out of my mind. You become a sweet taste in my mouth. And yet you want me to be your spouse. So that we can live happily. In a great, great, big old roomy house. Just as long as you keep grooving me, baby. Oh, yeah, yeah, girl. Make me feel good inside. Hey, hey, now. Groove me, baby. Hey, yeah, groove me. Groove me, baby, baby. Nah, 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 nah. Groove me, baby.
Classic R&B with a twist, not necessary to hit. Most assuredly, the jam. You have your listening ear tuned to the B-side. Under normal circumstances, we would go on with an extended long set, but we lost a giant in the music industry on yesterday when Miss Tina Turner transitioned at the age of 83, and we would be remiss if we didn't take time out of what we do here at the B-side to acknowledge that transition. Tina Turner was born Anna Mae Bullock November 26, 1939, and she transitioned again on yesterday in Switzerland. She was known as the Queen of Rock and Roll, rose to prominence as the lead singer of Ike and Tina Turner Revue before launching a successful career as a solo performer. She began her career with the Ike Turner Kings of Rhythm in 1957 under the name Little Ann. She appeared on her first record, Box Top, in 1958. In 1960, she debuted as Tina Turner with the hit duet single Fool in Love. The duo Ike, Tina Turner became one of the most formidable live acts in history, released such hits as It's Gonna Work Out Fine, River Deep, Mountain High, Proud Mary, and Nutbush City Limits before disbanding in 1976. In the 1980s, Turner launched one of the greatest comebacks in music history, her 1984 multi-platinum album. Private Dancer contained the hit song What's Love Got to Do With It, which won the Grammy Award for Record of the Year and became her first and only number one song on the Billboard Hot 100. Age 44, she was the oldest female solo artist to top the Hot 100. Her chart success continued with Better Be Good to Me, Private Dancer, We Don't Need Another Hero, from Mad Max and the Thunderdome, Typical Male, The Best, I Don't Want to Fight, and GoldenEye from the James Bond series. During her Break Every Rule tour in 1988, she set then a Guinness World Record for the largest paying audience, 180,000 for a solo performer. She also acted in the films Tommy, 1975, Mad Max and the Thunderdome in 1985, 1983, What's Love Got to Do With It, a biographical film adapted from her autobiography, I, Tina, My Life Story, was released. In 2009, she retired after completing her Tina 50th anniversary tour, which is the 15th highest grossing tour of the 2000s. In 2018, she became the subject of a jukebox musical, Tina. Having sold over 100 million records worldwide, Turner is one of the best-selling recording artists of all time. She received 12 Grammy Awards, which include 8 competitive awards, 3 Grammy Hall of Fame Awards, and a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. She's the first black artist and the first woman to be on the cover of Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone ranked her among the 100 greatest artists of all time and the 100 greatest singers of all time. She has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and on the St. Louis Walk of Fame. She was twice inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Ike Turner in 1991 and as a solo artist in 2021. She also a 2005 recipient of the Kennedy Center Honors and Woman of the Year Award. Tina Turner transitioned at the age of 83 on yesterday, and here's just a little tribute to her as we do on the B-side, A Fool in Love, their first hit. Ike and Tina Turner, the B-side.
Oh, there's something on my mind. Won't somebody please, please tell me what's wrong?
Such a good man.
Yes.
He's got me smiling, and I should be the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names. You don't think of them as human. You don't think of them at all. You keep your mind on the money, keeping your eyes on the wall. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. Do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. And any old music will do. I wanna make $1 million. I wanna live out by the free. A husband and some children. Yeah, I guess I want a family. All the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. Do what you want.
Emotions supposed to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that is. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what love got to do? Got to do this.
Hey.
classic R&B with a twist, not necessarily hit, most surely the jam. You have your listening ear tuned to a Tina Turner tribute, as Tina Turner transitioned on yesterday at the age of 83 in Switzerland, which had become her adopted home. Actually, she had Swiss citizenship. She got married to a gentleman there and settled. We're going to talk about her early relationships as marriage. While still in Brownsville, Turner, then called Anna Mae Bullock, fell in love for the first time with Harry Taylor. They met at a high school basketball game. Taylor initially attended a different school but relocated to be near her. In 86, she told Rolling Stone, "Harry was real popular, had tons of girlfriends, but eventually I got him and we went steady for a year." Their relationship ended after she discovered that Taylor had married another girl who was expecting his child. After moving to St. Louis, Bullock and her sister Aileen became acquainted with Ike Turner's Kings of Rhythm. Aileen was dating the band's drummer, Eugene Washington, but began dating the saxophonist, Raymond Hill. After Turner became pregnant during her senior year of high school, she moved in with Hill, who lived with Ike Turner. She recalled, "I didn't love him as much as I loved Harry, but he was good-looking. I thought my baby's going to be beautiful." The relationship ended after Hill broke his ankle during a wrestling match with Kings of Rhythm singer Carlson Oliver. Hill returned to his hometown of Clarksdale, Mississippi, before their son Craig was born in August of 1958, leaving Bullock to become a single parent. Turner likened her early relationship with Ike Turner to that of a brother and sister from another lifetime. They were platonic friends from the time they met in 1957 until 1960. Their affair began while Ike was with his live-in girlfriend, Lorraine Taylor. They had sex when she went to sleep with him after another musician threatened to go into her room. After recording A Fool in Love, Turner told Ike that she didn't want to continue their relationship. He responded by striking her in the head with a wooden shoe stretcher. Turner recalled that this incident was the first time that he instilled fear in her, but she decided to stay with him because she really did care about him. After the birth of their son, Ronnie, in October of 1960, they moved to Los Angeles in 1962 and married in Tijuana. 1963, Ike purchased a house in the View Park area. They bought their son, Ronnie, Turner's son, Craig, and Ike's two sons with Lorraine, Ike Jr. and Michael from St. Louis to live with them. She later revealed in iTina that Ike was abusive and promiscuous throughout their marriage, and that she had a suicide attempt in 1968 by overdosing on Valium. She said, "It was my relationship with Ike that made me most unhappy. At first, I had really been in love with him. Look what he'd done for me. But he was totally unpredictable. Later, in his old age, Ike was diagnosed with bipolar disorder." Turner abruptly left Ike after they got in a fight on their way to the Dallas Statler Hilton, July 1st, 1976. She fled with only 36 cents and a mobile credit card in her pocket to the Ramada Inn across the freeway. On July 27th, Turner filed for divorce on the grounds of irreconcilable differences. Her divorce petition asked for $4,000 a month in alimony, $1,000 a month in child support, and custody of their sons, Craig and Ronnie. Divorce was finalized in March 29, 1978. The final divorce decree, Turner took responsibility for missed concert dates as well as an IRS lien. Turner retained songwriting royalties from the songs she had written, but Ike got the publishing royalties for his compositions and hers. She also kept the two Jaguars, furs, jewelry, along with her stage name. Turner gave Ike her share of the Bullock Sound Recording Studio Publishing Company's real estate, and he kept his four cars. Several promoters lost money and sued to recoup their loss. For almost 2 years, she received food stamps and played small clubs to pay off her debts. Ike Turner stated on several occasions that he was never officially married to Turner because he was legally married to another woman at the time of their ceremony. However, they had a common law marriage and still had to go through the formal divorce. He also stated that her birth name was Martha Nell Bullock, not Anna Mae Bullock. She signed her legal name as Martinelle Turner on multiple contracts. In his autobiography, Taking Back My Name, Ike Turner stated, "I should never have slapped Tina. We had fights, and there have been times when I punched her to the ground without thinking, but I never beat her." After his death in 07, Turner issued a brief statement through her spokesperson. "Tina hasn't had any contact with Ike in more than 30 years. No further comment will be made." And she ended up marrying Irvin Bach in 1986. He was a music executive who was sent by her European label to greet Turner at Dusseldorf Airport. Bach was over 16 years her junior. Initially friends, they began dating that year. In July 2013, after a 27-year romantic relationship, they married in a civil ceremony on the banks of Lake Zurich in Switzerland. She had two biological sons, Craig and Ronnie, with Turner. Tina Turner transitioned again at the age of 84 or 83 on yesterday, which was May 24th. Back to our regularly scheduled programming. We're going to end the show with Barry White, who just performed in the song with Tina Turner, Love Theme, only on the B-side. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. We're to the end of the show. We want to make sure that we can cut in before anything else occurs, you know. And so, okay, if Barry and the girls would let us do it, they might not let us do it. Okay. Can we make them stop? All right, there we go. All right. So, okay. All right. They're not gonna stop for us. We're gonna keep on going.
Okay, girl.
Hey, we began the set with music by the late great Peter Soul, Detroit Soul, and Aretha Franklin back to back. And that was Daydreaming and Say a Little Prayer. Al Green, I'm So Glad That You're Mine. Margie Joseph, Let's Stay Together. Music by the late, great Marvin Gaye, Just Like Music, the late, great Etta James, Groove Me. And then our Tina Turner tribute. We began it with Fool in Love, Ike and Tina Turner. Private Dancer, Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It, Tina Turner, and Never in Your Wildest Dreams, featuring Tina Turner and the late, great Barry White. First of all, allow me to give thanks to Most High from all blessings flow to Blog Talk Radio for allowing me the opportunity to come before you each and every week to you and you and you, the listener. Without you, there would be no me without the music. Let's join us again on Tuesday, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for more of which listen for us, the music of the B-side. Remember, all the episodes are available to you 24/7, 365, blogtalkradio.com. We're live Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hurt people, hurt people. Bless people, bless people. There is a blessing in the blessing, so by all means, be a blesser. And with that, we're going to allow the 3 degrees to go in and take us out,
so good.
Walking in the rain. Very white, 3 degrees. I'll be good.
Everyone's trying to get out of the rain. Oh, it feels so good. The rain and thinking of you. Soon as I get home, I'm gonna call you and tell you how much I love you. Oh, I feel so good. beautiful.